Eric Celeste.
Hi there. I respectfully beg a little bit more than the 2 minutes. I don't think we have 30 people on the list, and I have two hats on. But I promise I won't go more than four. I'll play under that.
I'd like to keep it to two if you'd like.
I'm going to do my best. So, hello. I'm here today in two capacities. One, as a parent with some very specific concerns about how the board has been doing its business. And two, as a founder of the Emmett Families Group, presenting some of what we have been working on these past few weeks. Let me start with the second. Some of you may recall that Emmett Families was born when 622 pulled out of Emmett. It was a group of families that started a campaign, 622 We Love You, to try to keep that district in our midst. We didn't succeed in that, but we did make sure that families who were here were grandfathered in. And there have even been some new 622 families joining the Emmett community since then. We first learned you were considering closing our schools the evening of your last board meeting, August 24th. And we swung into action, as you well know. You started receiving emails and phone calls. And the following week after that board meeting was our back to school night, which was a very painful night for many, especially those new to the Emmett community who had no idea what was going on. We began to gather signatures on a petition, both in person and online that night, and I present that petition to you today. It has over 460 signatures on it, and I'm going to hand a copy of the letters and signatures around to folks here, too. Earlier today, I sent the 175 email signatures, online signatures. This has the rest of the paper ones, as well as many letters written by families. This is what the petition says. We petition the Emmett School Board to slow down and consider the cost of closing Harambe and Crosswinds for the well-being of our children of color, indeed of all children in the entire East Metro area. Carefully consider the implications of this decision on the Office of Equity and Integration. Return to the original mission and vision of integration upon which the Joint Powers Agreement was first founded, which includes explicit attention to cultural understanding rather than constraining their assessments to a narrow definition of academic achievement. Give serious attention to parent, teacher, and community concerns that have been raised and seek substantial public input in planning. Consider the large number of alternatives to school closure that have been raised. And finally, we deplore the Emmett School Board's recent pattern of secrecy and non-disclosure and request that they proactively communicate with parents, teachers, and students to develop clear transparency in both their meeting schedule and their agendas. Now, let me put on the other hat. So I'm going to take another 2 minutes for that.
Eric, I have to ask you to stop.
How many names are on your list? Christina, please.
Eric, I'd like to ask you to stop now so that we can move on to the next person, so that we can be sure that everybody has the opportunity to speak. If there's time at the end, we can ask for additional comments.
How many names are on your list, Christina?
Eric,
why are you giving 2 minutes? Now, please.
Eric, please take your seat, and thank you for your comments tonight.
If there's time, can I come back?
Yes.
Thank you.